We often understand our feelings by telling them to someone else. We just heard feelings shared between Mary and Magdalene in the drama delivered by Jude and Laurel. Mary and Magdalene, their hearts pierced, trying to understand what had just happened, the spiraling dark events of previous days. We listened in, overheard their inner wonderment and questions, questions of the moment and of the future. And so we heard Magdalene's final concern. Mary, how will we ever roll away this huge stone? And so Peter stepped in with today's gospel and the answer. The stone had been rolled away by a power greater than ourselves. Stones like donuts with a hole intact were placed at the entrance of caves or rock burial chambers to protect the dead from animals or robbers messing with the body. So how would Mary and Magdalene move that huge stone guarding the tomb of Jesus on that early morning? Which leads me to a question for each of you. Is the stone rolled away for you? It was for Mary and Magdalene. No stone to block the entrance. Life flowed through. In fact, angelic beings challenged them. Why would you look for the living among the dead? Jesus is risen. This was the life-changing moment for them and for us. Jesus was risen. Are you feeling this? Are you in awe of the power of the resurrection? Or are you still standing outside the tomb? Standing outside because you are still asking, how will I ever roll away the stone stuck in front of my heart? Whatever you are hearing or feeling about Easter, about the miracle morning of Jesus, wherever you are in a faith experience, all is accepted and known by God. God loves you exactly where you are. God knows it all. God is aware that all of us live most of our lives at the surface level, reacting to immediacy, reacting to people, family, and demands, reacting, not responding. God knows it all and loves you. God knows we can get stuck on autopilot, coping, and not fully living. In fact, maybe the power and awe of life has not been energized or upgraded for quite some time. Maybe peace, joy, hope, excitement, even love have become a trickle of energy. Maybe, just maybe, there are pebbles or a stone in front of your heart. So on this Easter Sunday, together, Let us move that stone, if not for yourself, then for someone else. And what can these stones be that block life energy, that blocks a meaning for living, that blocks refreshing peace, a boost of hope, real joy, and rewarding love? And especially, I dare add, the life and spirit of Jesus. What can these stones be that block the flow of grace, power, and passion? Can these stones be fear? Stones of hesitation, stones of procrastination, stones of prejudice, judgments, assumptions, or projections. Stones that block another from entering our love space. Stones of stubbornness, stones of unforgiveness, stones of anger, hurt, or betrayal. Stones of doubt about God. Stones of distance from Jesus. So this Easter morning, I ask, are you ready for new life? The stone has been rolled away by a power greater than ourselves. The resurrected life of Jesus flowed right out of that tomb. The stones within you do not need to be stuck. Jesus is risen. His presence and power is here and everywhere because death could not hold back his eternal love and life. And this new life, this grace, this relationship, this love is within you. Whether you believe it or feel it or not, Jesus is. Jesus is a living promise for hope and a new way forward through anything. Jesus is a living promise. And Jesus promises resurrection out of every situation. Resurrection out of every part of us that seems to have died or has gone wrong. When we connect to Jesus within, we can believe that there will be a resurrection. A resurrection out of every difficult challenge, question, or concern. When we believe our stones have been rolled away, we can look forward, we can look into any darkness and see our difficulties with new eyes. Our stones get rolled away when we face them, do not avoid them, or run away from them, or walk around them. The stones get rolled away with a power greater than ourselves. Through that power, we learn to wait, look for, and experience resurrection in our lives and the lives of others, because the death and resurrection of Jesus began a new life for all creation. A new life of love, and with him, service to others. Magdalene said in our opening drama, there is so much he didn't finish, so many he didn't reach. And Mary responded, maybe, maybe we could do some of it. Then Magdalene added, if we helped each other. When my dad died 18 years ago, I was blessed by my experience of the hospice volunteer. I was so blessed, I decided I wanted to become a hospice volunteer too. I enrolled at a hospital in Long Beach, but in my very first class, I became very distracted. All of a sudden, I felt my mother being home alone. I felt the living Jesus speaking silently in my heart that I needed to spend my time with her. During the break in the class, I walked out, got in my car, and drove out to Palm Desert and walked into her home. For me, my way forward for resurrection was sharing life with my mom. The stone had been rolled away by a power greater than myself. It is Easter. Look for resurrection. Resurrection has been promised and is happening. The power of Easter has burst upon us. It flows. St. Augustine proclaimed it simply. We are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our cry.